The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Good morning. I'm Jim Maurice. 9:05 and 59 right now. The WJON weather eye forecast coming up in a few minutes after the news. Our news this hour brought to you by LJ Plumbing. Mille Lacs County Sheriff's Office and the State Fire Marshal investigating a fatal house explosion in Princeton yesterday. The chief deputy says they received multiple 911 calls about 4 in the morning of a possible explosion. Deputies arrived on the scene to find a single-family home that appeared to have exploded with a large debris field partially on fire. A search of the debris field turned up two victims, 60-year-old Royce Krieger Jr. and his wife, 61-year-old Catherine Krieger. Both were dead at the scene. Sheriff's Office has a family dog also found dead. The state fire marshal is investigating to determine the cause of that explosion. As road construction continues to ramp up, another project gets underway on Monday that will prompt a lengthy detour for drivers who use that corridor. Minnesota Department of Transportation is resurfacing Highway 23 between Malacca and Ogilvie. The project includes other improvements like new shoulders and underground drainage structures. The 12-mile stretch will be done in two phases. It's scheduled to be completed by late October. Minnesota's fishing opener is Saturday, and the DNR has these reminders.
Anglers should keep four topics in mind when they head out. Number one is that they have an angling license. Two is that they're aware of any special regulations on lakes they may fish. Three is that they have their boat currently registered. And four is that they have the safety equipment for the boat and people in the boat.
DNR Conservation Officer Mike Lurchin. Getting more women interested in working in the trades is one of the programs benefiting from this year's Women's Fund Dancing with Our Stars event. Community dancer Deborah Lee is the Vice President for Cultural Fluency, Equity, and Inclusion at the St. Cloud Technical and Community Center. She's raising money for the school's Multicultural Center and its Rising Stars program.
And it brings 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, young women into the trades area for hands-on experience, experiences that they might not have or know about otherwise.
Multicultural Center is celebrating its third year. Lee moved to St. Cloud in 1989. She was recently named a Legacy Award winner by St. Cloud Mayor Dave Kleiss. WJON News has been highlighting each of the community dancers in this year's Dancing with Our Stars event. The finale is coming up on Monday, June 10th. At the College of St. Benedict in St. Joseph. WJON News time is 9:08. It's sunny and 59 right now. News this hour brought to you by LJ Plumbing. Your WJON weather eye forecast coming up next. WJ Radar weather. For St. Cloud and for Kimball. Sunny and 73 today. Wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight mainly cloudy, 44 overnight, and northeast wind at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, blend of clouds and sun, a little cooler, 62 for a high, and northeast wind at 10 to 15 miles an hour. In our extended forecast on Friday, partly cloudy and 70. Saturday for the fishing opener, not bad. Bring some sunscreen into the boat with you. Partly cloudy and 70 on Sunday. Or on Saturday, I should say, with northwest wind not that strong at 10 to 15. And Sunday, of course, is Mother's Day. If you're going out for brunch on Sunday, partly cloudy skies and 74. WJON News time is 9:10. It's 56 right now. For more St. Cloud area news, sports, and weather, download our free WJON app on your smartphone or your tablet. Jim Maurice, WJON.
All right, Jim, what's coming up in the News at Noon program today?
On the show today at 12:20, Paul Habstrut will join us. He's our arts and entertainment reporter. Look at the Weekender. He's putting together a list of things we can do this weekend if you're not fishing or doing Mother's Day stuff. And then at 12:40, I'm going to run my full interview I did with community dancer Deborah Lee and her dance partner Lee Morgan. We'll learn a lot more about their charity they're dancing for and a lot more about that coming up at 12:40 today.
Okay, how about 9:30?
Give you an update on that County Road 75 bridge project at the bottom of the hour.
All right, Jim, thank you. It's 9:10 and we're at 58 degrees, sunny skies. What Up Wednesday gets started next. You can call, discuss whatever on your mind. You could also email. Phone number is 252-5852. Email. jay@wjon.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.